Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, everyone, today. Hello, today. How is everyone doing today? Welcome today to the Arthur Larry Tune Gospel Radio Show. This was our today with Lisa Satara Grotesque from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, today. And she has a benefit single called Differently Abled Man. From the she says, and I let her tell you how she got her band together, Pittsburgh, together. It's called Band Together Pittsburgh. And it's a family thing. It's a family thing. Her son, he plays on the drum. Her daughter, she sings a song called Differently Abled Man. And of course, her name is Caitlin, if I'm correct. Caitlin, her daughter. She sings a song. Mm-hmm. And Lisa Satara Grotesque, she wrote the song. So, everyone today, welcome Lisa Satara Grotesque from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. How are you doing today, Lisa?
I'm great, Larry. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes, everyone. Yes, so, and I want to let everyone know the song called Differently Abled Man. You can get that song on iTunes. You can get that song on Amazon. Benefit single. Differently Abled Man. And I would like to ask Lisa at this time, Lisa, what inspired you to write Differently Abled Man?
Well, Larry, my son Christopher, who is 27 years old, has autism. And it's always been very difficult for Christopher to communicate. He isn't very verbal and has trouble putting sentences together. He can't put more than like two or three words into a sentence. And it's very hard for him, you know, to express himself, to try to tell me what he wants or needs. And it's just very frustrating for him. And one day he was just having a bad day. He was on the verge of having a meltdown and trying to tell me what he needed. And I just felt so bad for him, you know? And I thought, oh my goodness, you know, if he was able to express himself to me and tell people like what he's feeling, you know, what would he say? So I think I was just feeling his, you know, anxiety and frustration. And I sat down and I just started to write. And I came up with these lyrics for the song. And I didn't think it was going to be a song. You know, I just wrote. Because I do a lot of just writing, and I like to write poems and things, and after I looked at what I had written, I thought, wow, this is pretty, you know, I think it's pretty good, and I do think this is how he feels, and I kind of just, you know, tucked it away, and I didn't do anything with it, and it was probably about 8 months later when I took it out, and I was looking at it again, and I thought, I wonder if I can, you know, turn this into a song or something. So that's when I contacted a friend of mine, and her name is Kelsey Roche, and she actually went to college for singing and songwriting down in Tennessee. So I actually happened to just run into her one day, and I said, hey, Kelsey, I wrote some lyrics. If I send them to you, you know, do you think you could put it to a melody? And she's like, oh, sure, you know, absolutely, just send it on over. So I emailed her my lyric, and it was probably about maybe a month or two later. She said, you know, I'm going to send you what I have. And so she sent me a recording of her playing the piano and singing, and singing my lyrics. And it's this beautiful melody, Larry. It was just so, and I was just like, oh, my gosh. You know, I could not believe how pretty it was. And I was just like, oh, it's beautiful, you know, to actually see what you wrote go into, you know, actually turn into a little song. And then I thought, yeah, can I make this even something better, turn this into something else? So what happened from that point on, I let my good friend John Bento listen to it. And John and Ron Moondog Esser are the founders of, it's an organization called Band Together Pittsburgh, and it's a nonprofit organization that raises awareness for people on the autism spectrum. And so I thought, I bet you he would be interested. So I sent it to John, and he really loved the song. And he said to me, if you really want to go like a further with this, he said, you need to have it recorded and have somebody produce it for you. So from that point, then he suggested that I take it to David Granati, who owns Maplewood Studios. And so I made an appointment. We went out there, and Christopher, my son, is also a phenomenal drummer. And and my daughter, Caitlin, who basically, you know, has been Chris's voice most of his life growing up, she also can sing. So I thought, oh, it would be just, you know, perfect. Caitlin should sing this song for her brother. So and I thought, well, Christopher can play the drums, but we're going to need some other instruments. So we went out there, and it was such a wonderful experience, you know, just to see how they, you know, how you get this song produced and recorded. And David was just really, he was blown away with Christopher. He was so amazed that Chris could play the drum so well and keep perfect tempo and timing. And so, you know, little by little, probably over a course of almost, you know, 2 months, we went in and we would, Caitlin would sing, Chris would play the drums, David would he added the bass guitar and electric guitar. And then his brother, David has a brother, Hermie Granati, who's very, he's a phenomenal keyboard player. So he came in, he added the keyboards. And so, yeah, so and before we knew it, we had this song. And it was just something beautiful that I thought, oh, this is really something special that I was able to do, you know, with my son and daughter. A nice keepsake, you know, to pass down the generations or whatever. And then John's like, I think we need to take it a step further. Let's do a music video.
He got some there.
Yeah.
John said, you know, we have some.
That's right. Yeah, we
and
have
so,
something. And, yeah.
And so, and I'm just listening. That is, and I'm finding that is amazing how it all fell into place. It fell into place.
Right.
He's an amazing drummer. She's an amazing singer. You, on the hand, songwriter. Who also, you know, you all got your friends involved in the studio. And that family, like you say, it's a family thing. It seems like it was something that was designed. You know, it just was designed to happen. The name, A Differently Abled Man, and that is a good title because, like you said earlier, you said yourself earlier that he couldn't maybe put two or three sentences together, but on the drums,
right,
he was amazing.
Exactly.
On the drums, he had no problems at all. And that title fits it. And another thing I find ironic is that my son, he could do the thing. I mean, he could do the thing, but play. He could play drums too. He could play drums the best of his ability, my son. And also, when you said you saw your words go into the words you wrote go into a melody, well, I experienced that too. I know what you're saying because I used to write songs, and when you hear your own songs being put to a melody, that's a good thing. And now let's move on. And you tell me how you already said it once. But you credit John Vento and you credit Ron Moondog Esser.
They finally
Get Together Pittsburgh. That's the name, Get Together Pittsburgh.
Well, it's called Band Together, like we band together as a community. Band Together Pittsburgh. And they both are also, in their lives, are both also touched with family members, you know, that are on the autism spectrum. So this is something very near and dear to their hearts. And so what they've done is they've created an outlet, several different outlets for people that have autism to be able to, you know, participate in different activities and do some fun things. And one of the things that they have, and actually there's one going on today, is called Autism Open Mic. And they hold it at a little venue that John Vento owns. And it holds maybe like 50 to 60 people. And there's a stage, and he has musical, you know, equipment there. There's some drums and keyboards. So all these, you know, people with special needs with autism come, and they can perform, whether they like to sing or they're playing guitar or, you know, playing the drums, or some of them could be little, you know, they're comedians. They get up and tell a joke or do poetry. It's their way to have an opportunity to show their talent, you know, and express themselves on a stage in front
That's
of an audience.
That's what I like to express themselves.
Yeah, so it's just, so it's just very wonderful, because, you know, it's hard. There's not too many other opportunities where they would be able to do that. So that's one of the great things that they do. They also have what they call a drum circle, and they hold that every once in a while. And it's pretty cool to see that, too, because they have an instructor that comes, and he has a bunch of, you know, bongos, and everybody sits in a circle with these drums, and he gives them little instructions, you know, like how to play, and they're pounding away. But then he also will say silly little things like, I like pizza, and the kids will yell, I like pizza, you know, on my ice cream or something silly. And it gets them very interactive with each other. Yeah, they become more verbal while they're playing. They give much better eye contact. It's really something to see. It's just wonderful. And so they also, you know, have that going on. And they also have a little professional DJs where they train anybody that's interested, you know, becoming a DJ. They train them how to use the equipment. And then if they get calls for, you know, I would say like a graduation party or you know, any type of party, you know, they can hire these kids to go out there and be DJs for the night. So that makes them feel really good about themselves that they're actually doing something they love.
Makes them feel good. You know what this tells me? Before we go to our calling line, this tells me, and it inspires that you can do anything you want to do. You know, there's no there's no disability. You know, there's no we know there is a disability. We know that, but what I'm saying is there is nothing to limit you.
Exactly.
What you have to do. You know, there's nothing.
Right.
Everyone is made special in their own way. Everyone can
absolutely
have different talents.
Exactly.
You may not do something, but with determination deep inside of you, there are some things that you can do. You have no plateau. You have no plateau. So everyone, you're going to have a call in line right now at the time. Call in line, get ready at the time. Yes,
okay.
It seems like maybe we have Annette on there, if I'm correct. Well, you've been listening so far, Annette. But the other thing in the show has been interesting, they've been interesting to me, having a son who plays on the drum, you know, myself. So I can't relate. You know, my son used to play drum for the church. And he does that. He does that very well, you know. So, Annette, are you going to listen to anything that you have to say up to this point? Annette? Do we have Annette online? Well, maybe.
Is there someone?
Maybe. Ms. Combs, Annette? Well, there has to be something going on at this time. We'll move right on forward. She'll respond very soon. But let's go right on. Now, is this, do you see, now this single was a hit. Did you see anything, any more songs written by the band in the future? Do you see any more songs? Or was this just going to be one single? I know you're doing these other different things, which is wonderful.
Well, I actually have
more songs?
Yeah, I think there will be. Yeah, I actually wrote several other you know, song lyrics. And so we'll see. We'll see if we get them, you know. In fact, my son Christopher does have a band that he plays with called Spectrum. And all the people in the band have autism. So and they play out at a lot of different little venues and for charities and, you know, fundraisers. So, yeah, so I'm hoping that maybe some of these other songs that I wrote and all these other songs I wrote are also about autism and how they feel. So, yeah, that's something that, you know, down the road, hopefully we can see if we can get those, you know, recorded, and that would be something special for them to play when they're out, you know, play at different venues. Yeah, so we're hoping
that. Right, and I know that. Right, and I know that the song that was it was benefit, and she said that you know, it's done. It was done as nonprofit, I believe you said, but what I'm trying to say, how is it doing on iTunes and Amazon? It was just released, so. It was just
right.
Now released, everyone. It's only just now been released in August. So give us some time, everyone. And it's on iTunes and Amazon. If you want to go get this single, A Differently Abled Man, get it from iTunes and Amazon. Right. And I want to ask you this. It's sort of like the story I heard about Jackson 5. Not saying you're a damn, but how they started. All those people in the family. Ironically, play the instruments. Now, we need to get to your daughter, Caitlin. Has she ever, mm-hmm. I mean, you said she can sing already. Did she sing
right.
in the choir or something before your daughter, Caitlin?
Yeah, when she was younger, yeah, she sang in the church, and then she also, when she was in high school, she was in all the school musicals, and she would sing, and she really enjoyed that, too. And then she went to college, and she also sang for the choir up there. But, you know, then she started working, so she kind of got away from it a little bit. She always loves to sing. And it's really something that, you know, Christopher and her always connected with, the singing. Because even though he's not very verbal, when she would sing, and he would sing right along with her. It's amazing what music can do. And, but yeah, she always had, you know, sang, and that's what's something that they were always, you know, like I said, they connected together with that. But but she's married now. She got married last year, so she's coming up on her 1 year anniversary. And she's really excited. She's older. Caitlin's 2 years older than Christopher. Yeah. So she was always, you know, his like little protector, you know, watching out for him, and growing up and everything. It was hard for her too, because, you know, you have a brother that has, you know, special needs, and, you know, we had therapists in our home like 30 some hours a mm-hmm. week working with him, and so she, you know, always had to, you know, deal with all that. But
right.
It was really, I think, good for her too, because all the therapists that were here are still like family members to us. They're just all involved still, you know, in our lives, and it's nice. So they're like our extended family, and they really truly care. In fact, the one therapist, she just loves Chris so much. She had twin boys, and she named the one her one son after Christopher. So that's really
wow.
really sweet. Yeah. But,
very
nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, there's someone listening out there. We got someone, you know, there's someone listening out there today. You have a son, maybe a daughter. You have someone, you know, in your family dealing with autism. And the benefit single was written for awareness for autism. And at this time, I would have Lisa, even though to tell you, she maybe there's some advice she would like to offer you for your child that has autism. Maybe she wants to say, be patient with them. What advice mm-hmm. do you offer someone at this time, Lisa, that that may have a child that may have autism?
Well, yeah, it's I'm not going to lie. It's you know, it really changes your life, and but in a very honestly, a very wonderful way. You know, when we learned that Chris had autism, you know, I mean, obviously was very devastated because you think, you know, with all your hopes and dreams for this child, you know, it's going to change.
Right.
You know, it's going to change. So, but all I can say is, you know, just love them as much as you can. Get them involved. Expose them to as much as possible. Even though when Chris was little, he was very hypersensitive to sound. So certain things like a baby crying, certain, you know, pitches would really bother his ears. And it was difficult just going out to a restaurant. It was difficult going to amusement parks and things like that. And so it was hard. So you have to, and then even just little things in the house, you know, would bother him. And you really have to almost learn yourself how to, you know, like adapt things for him and how to change things. But I would say get them out and get them exposed into the community. Early intervention was a big thing. We had him in school. He was like 3 years old. He was already like in a little preschool type setting, just to get him around children that are typical so that he would learn more appropriate behaviors, maybe, you know, try to become more verbal. But, you know, we just really, we had him in music therapy when he was little. I had him in, well, he did speech therapy, occupational therapy. What else? We had horseback riding, the equestrian therapy. So everything, we just tried to get him involved in a lot and expose him. And because you know what, you honestly don't know what talent, you know, is hidden in there. They're not very verbal. And so we try to, and even with Christopher, it's funny because we have a funny story. My mother-in-law is like a classical pianist. And she said, you know, if he plays piano, he can play any instrument. You got to get him started on piano. So I signed him up for piano lessons, you know. And, oh, that was a waste of money because we would go and he, instead of listening to the teacher and putting his fingers on the keys, he would get like his whole forearm and elbow and just bang it down on the keys. And then he would put his ear down and he would listen, you know. He was listening to like all the tones. And this went on for like, you know, a month or two. We were doing like lessons. And then one day the JCPenney catalog came in. Do you remember how they used to send that, the JCPenney catalog with all the, And it was like, you know, it was early fall and Christopher's birthday is in December. So I'm flipping through the pages and I'm like, oh, look. Look, Christopher, the keyboard. Look at this nice piano. Or, nope, he would flip the pages and he kept pointing to the drums. And I thought, oh goodness, you know, those. Yeah, and I thought, oh no, those are really loud. So I'd turn back to the keyboard page. Look, keyboards and pianos. Mm-hmm. No, he'd go drums. Mm-hmm. And this went on for weeks. And I thought, okay, so what did we do? We ended up, you know, he knew what he wanted. He did. So we went and got him for his birthday slash, you know, Christmas gift, a whole set of drums. And it was probably like, honest to goodness, 2 weeks later, probably, or no more than that, I'm upstairs in the kitchen, and he's down in the game room downstairs. And he had a CD playing, and it was, I'll never forget, it was the Los Lonely Boys, and the song was How Far Is Heaven. It's a really good song, real pretty. And I'm thinking, and I'm hearing it's really loud, and I'm thinking, wow, the drums sound really kind of loud. So I went downstairs, and he was playing the drums to that song. And right then and there, I knew, oh my gosh, yeah, this kid's phenomenal. He was playing by ear, just, you know, sat down and played right along to the song. So that was pretty amazing. And
all along.
Talent.
Yeah, talent. Mm-hmm. All along, look, I tried to go to my call in early. We're going down to the last 5 minutes of the show.
Okay.
Call in. Is there any? I had trouble out of the call in that earlier. Is there anyone on the call in that would like to say anything at this time? Okay. Well, we'll go back. We'll go. I want someone to talk to Lisa. And I know that you are there. I know you're there. But everyone don't like to talk. But we'll just go back to we'll go, give them your website, Lisa, please.
For the Band Together Pittsburgh, to go to that website, it's www.bandtogetherpgh.org, and that'll take you to their website and tell you all about Band Together and the song Differently Abled Man will be on there also. So if anybody wants to find out more about Band Together, check them out. And every year they also hold what they call the Blues and Roots Festival, and they raise money for autism at that event. And they have all kind of local acts and national acts that come in to help raise money. And they usually have people that are on the autism spectrum also performing. So that's something really wonderful they do too. So they're a great organization, and they help a lot of people on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. We had they let you know that they are comprehensive. See, they're comprehensive on the inside. See, because all the time he wanted no drama. He knew what he could do. Her son Christian knew what he could do with those drums. So he was coherent. He was coherent.
Right. He knew
what he wanted. And as soon as he got him, he said, he started playing the background. What song was that he was playing, Lisa?
It was called, How Far Is Heaven? And it's by the Los Lonely Boys. And that's what he played to. And, Christopher can also read music. So it's pretty amazing. He can read music and play by ear. And in fact, when we recorded the song, David Granati said to him, Christopher, just sit down and do some drum fills. I want you to, wherever you feel it needs to be, you just do what you want. And Christopher came up with all those drum fills on his own. And it's amazing because he kind of feels the music, whatever emotions he's feeling, it comes out through the drums. And that's how he expresses himself. So, and he did a great job on it.
That's wonderful. I know we're down to the last 2 minutes. I want to ask you this. Does people, when they see him, they recognize him and say, oh, well, you play drums on the band. Do we get that celebrity type? what about you and your daughter? We're down 2 minutes left. Do you get that daughter? Do you get that celebrity? Parents say, oh, we know you. You play in the band.
Yeah, and Christopher, it's funny. If people recognize him, he just, it doesn't faze him at all because, and Caitlin, people are just recognizing now that she, did the song. And so it's nice. We were at a gig a few weeks ago, and it was in our little local town here in Irwin. And it was nice to see a lot of, our neighbors and friends we know. They just really just came up and just said how wonderful the song was and how great she did on it and how beautiful her voice is. So it was very nice for her to, to hear all that. So, That was pretty nice.
So we're down
heartwarming.
So you say, we're down to 60 seconds. Now you say that they could go, correct me if I'm wrong. I get it wrong sometimes. Did you say they could listen to the song A Different Abled Man if they go to the website or not?
Yeah, the website, and it's also on YouTube. They could even just watch the video and the song on YouTube if they'd like, and just put in Differently Abled Man and type in Caitlin Nicole, and it should come right up.
I'm going to check it out myself. It was such a pleasure to have you on the show. We have 20 seconds left. It was certainly a pleasure to have you on the show. This is the Tyra Grotes from Pittsburgh. You have 9 seconds left, Lisa.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Larry. It was wonderful talking to you also, and I hope that everybody gets an opportunity to listen to the song and share it. If they have Facebook, share it to other people that are affected by autism, and if they know somebody, it'll probably touch their heart.
Okay, everyone, we have a lot of time. Thank you for being a wonderful guest today on the Author Larry Tone Gospel Radio Show. Have a good day, everyone, and God bless you.
Thank you.